This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Using scanned mesh data for auto-digitized 3D modeling, related work. By rendering technology breakthroughs, info authors Sadface 1, Ritesh Sharma, University of California, Merced, USA Arsharma 39 at UC Merced. Adu 2, Eric Beer, Palo Alto Research Center, USA Beer at Park. Com. 3, Lester Nelson, Palo Alto Research Center, USAL Nelson at Park. Com. 4. Mahabir Bhandari, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, USA Bhandari MS at Ornal. Gov. 5. Niraj Kunwar, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, USA Kunwarn 1 at Ornal. Gov. Table of links, abstract and intro related work methodology experiments conclusion and future work and references to related work. Floor plans are crucial for many applications. Software approaches to floor plan creation depend on data availability and data format. Our work builds on previous research on data collection and floor plan computation. Data collection. Indoor environments can be captured in many formats, including RGBD images, point clouds, and triangle meshes. Zhang et al., 29, uses panoramic RGBD images as input and reconstructs geometry using structure grammars, while 21, uses a 3D scan to extract plane primitives and generates models using heuristics. A single image is used in some deep learning methods, 8, 11, 13, 14, 30, to generate cuboid-based layouts for a single room. Detailed semi-constrained floor plan computations for a complete house require processing a 3D scan of the house, 15. The complete scan increases accuracy, but increases computing requirements and time. Pintor and Gabetti, 23, proposed a technique to create floor plans and 3D models using an Android device camera, leveraging sensor data and statistical techniques. Chen et al., 7, introduced an augmented reality system utilizing the Microsoft HoloLens for indoor layout assessment, addressing intuitive evaluation and efficiency challenges. In our approach, we begin with a triangle mesh from a HoloLens 2, using its spatial mapping software, 18, which has been surveyed by Weinman et al., 27. Floor plan computations early methods, 1, 3, 22, 28, relied on image processing techniques, such as histograms and plane fitting, to create floor plans from 3D data. While 22 creates a floor plan by detecting vertical planes in a 3D point cloud, 3 uses planar structure extraction to create floor plans. These techniques rely on heuristics and were prone to failure due to noise in the data. There has been much progress in floor plan computation using graphical models, 4, 9, 12. Such models, 10, are also used to recover layouts and floor plans from crowdsourced images and location data. One interactive tool, 16, creates desirable floor plans by conforming to design constraints. Pintor et al., 24, characterizes several available input sources, including the triangle meshes that we use, and output models, and discusses the main elements of the reconstruction pipeline. It also identifies several systems for producing floor plans, including FloorNet, 15, and FloorSP, 6. Manzapart et al., 19, introduced an algorithm that exploits the observation that distant walls are generally parallel to identify dominant wall directions using means. Our approach also utilizes k-means, but does so to identify walls in all directions, not just the dominant ones. Kai et al., 5, uses geometric priors, including point density, indoor area recognition, and normal information, to reconstruct floor plans from raw point clouds. In contrast to Arakan et al., 2, which employed a greedy algorithm to find plane normal directions and fit planes to points with help from user interaction, our approach is automatic. It also differs from the work of 20. Which focuses on removing clutter and partitioning the interior into a 3D cell complex. Our method specifically divides the building into separate walls. Our work is related to 22 and 26. In 22, floor plan generation starts with a laser range data point cloud, followed by floor and ceiling detection using a height histogram. The remaining points are projected onto a ground plane, where a density histogram and Huff transform are applied to generate the line segments that form a floor plan. In projecting to 2D, their method risks losing information that may be useful for creating 3D models or detailed floor plans. Similarly, 26 utilizes a histogram-based approach to detect ceilings and floors. Their method involves identifying taller wall segments to create a 2D histogram, and then employing heuristics based on histogram point density to compute the floor plan. Our approach differs from 22 and 26 by aligning the mesh with global coordinate axes and not relying on laser data or a point cloud. Working primarily with 3D data throughout the pipeline, it benefits from enhanced information and generates both a 3D model and a floor plan. Info: this paper is available on archive under CC by NC North Dakota 4.0 deed license. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.